Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law.
Now's the time to make up your mind. It's time that people of God make up their mind as to who you're going to serve.
These words erupted from the lips of a red-faced preacher, Caleb Cowan. It's November 12, 2023, and Cowan is just a third of the way through a fiery sermon titled, Committing in a Culture of Compromise.
You can't serve God on one hand and the world on the other. It don't work that way. I see it all the time. People, they come to church. They're trying to serve in the church. And all the while, they're out here. They got a death grip of the world. Nobody's committed to anything anymore. They say commitment, it's so old school. Commitment, it's archaic. It's not practical. Commitment, it's out of touch with our progressive mindset that we're living in today. Life's all about make your own choices, make your own way, do what makes you happy. But we're not called to do what makes us happy. We're called to do what glorifies God.
On January 25th, 2024, just 2 months after this call for morality behind the pulpit, a flurry of social media posts began appearing, showing alleged screenshots of conversations featuring Caleb Cowan, most initiated by him.
Hello, everyone. This is Brother Caleb Cowan here. I'm the associate pastor here at the Bethel Independent Baptist Church in Glasgow.
In addition to being the associate pastor at Bethel Independent Baptist Church, Caleb Cowan is the co-founder and one of the creative directors of Cowan & Co. Salon, located in Glasgow County, Kentucky.
For so long, I felt like that haircutting has been underestimated. There's been so much focus on the color when really a great cut can make or break the look. So it was very important to me to create an individualized look for each and every guest who walks through the doors of any of our salons.
A number of former employees and potential clients revealed that Cowan's behavior was incredibly inappropriate. One series of screenshots posted by a 17-year-old model to a local Facebook group showed a disturbing conversation with Cowan. He started by discussing a potential hair color with her, using an image of Hailey Bieber as the example, and then suddenly said, "BTW, you're super hot." Other screenshots show Cowan telling her he wishes he, quote, wasn't so old, end quote, and that short hair would make her look older. He also referenced helping a photographer who was looking for a boudoir model and brought up OnlyFans. He offered her an appointment and specified that he scheduled her on a day that the salon was closed. In a Facebook comment, the message recipient and her mother said the police were involved. The mother's comment on Facebook read, quote, "Police have been notified and I have spoken and met with an officer. They made contact with Mr. Cowan and stated he sounded really nervous on the phone and that he is off all forms of social media now. The cop couldn't do anything because they stated he hasn't done anything criminal. Just so thankful my daughter went with her gut feeling and told me and didn't go to her hair appointment, end quote. This conversation, while disturbing, was not isolated. Cowan messaged a number of young women in similar ways. Many screenshots were posted to Facebook by both former potential clients and coworkers, and some were posted to a new Instagram account devoted to talking about this issue called Cancel Cowan 2. Messages read things like, "What's the chances you would f*** me?" and "I'd be willing to do your hair for free. Thoughts? Sugar daddy." Among the texts were photos of Cowan with his shirt unbuttoned and a photo of his penis. One employee of Cowan & Company expressed strong emotion over these incidents in a Facebook post. She said, quote, "I'm not sure how to put what I want to say into words properly, so bear with me. I've had so many messages and I felt like I needed to say something. I, along with my coworkers, are shocked, disgusted, disappointed, hurt, and frankly, a little scared. We in no way support what has happened. We support victims, and there are many different kinds here. Unfortunately, I don't know what's next. But I appreciate everyone who supports those of us who aren't at fault wherever it may be." Amanda Cowan, his wife and co-founder of the salon, posted the following statement on the morning of January 26, 2024. "I am aware of the recent disclosure of messages involving Caleb Cowan. As CEO of Cowan & Co., it is my responsibility to uphold high standards. Vice President Caleb Cowan has resigned from his position within the company. We understand the concerns this situation may raise, and I personally want to assure my staff and guests that they will continue to receive the respect and care that we have always strived to give. They have been and will continue to be my priority. I want to assure our employees, guests, and the community that we do not condone any behavior that goes against our values. We are implementing measures to support our team during this time, and we remain dedicated to maintaining a positive and secure environment in our salon company. I have dedicated 15 years of my life to a brand I believe in. I don't believe in the brand any less than I did the day it began. I personally want to show my gratitude to our leadership team, our staff, and loyal guests during this time. Your unwavering support to me and my team members means the world to me. I appreciate your prayers, and I will continue to lead our team and serve Bowling Green in striving for continued excellence in the Cowan experience. All my love, Amanda Cowan, CEO," end quote. As of January 25th, all social media accounts for Caleb Cowan were deactivated. I've reached out to Bethel Independent Baptist Church for comment, but have not yet received a response.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.